You've seen the Help Wanted signs. You may have heard the recruitment ads on the radio. Businesses in Central Mississippi need workers. While some people in the Biden administration deny that the extra unemployment benefits and stimulus money have given people incentive to stay home, the people who watch the job market in Central Mississippi tell a different story.
Right now, I believe we're struggling in the fact that we've got all of these jobs available, but there's nobody to work.
That's Tim Moore, head of the Community Development Partnership in Neshoba County.
Even here in the last month, everybody's like, I need a job, I need a job. Well, you know, there are jobs. There's jobs all over, all across Neshoba County in array of different fields, but nobody wants to work.
Moore says, in his estimation, excess federal money going directly to Mississippians is the cause.
You got stimulus on top of people have been getting their taxes back. Well, that's a huge chunk. Why should I go to work? Right now, I'm making more staying at home.
The same story is told in Leake County by Mayla Ray with the Chamber of Commerce.
The stimulus, I feel like, has given people a different opinion as to possibly, you know, what they could make, you know, at different jobs. Or they feel like they weren't being paid enough prior to COVID. And the stimulus has really affected their way of thinking as to their personal value.
Ray says it has also affected whether they are willing to work at some of the jobs available.
I do feel like they have been hit pretty hard with the stimulus and unemployment being out there, you know, if someone's not working.
In Kosciuszko, Darren Milner with the Kosciuszko Atala Partnership says he feels like people, because of the extra unemployment, are being a bit more choosy about the jobs they are willing to take.
There are plenty of jobs available in our community. I think many times when I'm told we need jobs, they're really saying we need a different type of job available. Every manufacturer is hiring as production is escalating post-pandemic. Restaurants are in need of good workers opening back to full capacity, and retailers are always searching as well.
Milner says when someone is looking, they could be less picky about a job and should go to work if they are not working.
It's a harsh reality to say that someone doesn't want to work, but post-COVID-19, excess stimulus and higher unemployment wages seem to be slowing the workforce down.
While Democrats and Republicans argue about another possible stimulus bill with more unemployment benefits until September and maybe longer, some states, like South Carolina, are taking steps to end the extra unemployment benefits in their jurisdictions. Representative Jackie Walorski of Indiana has introduced a bill in Congress that would pay people a $1,200 back-to-work bonus rather than the extra unemployment benefits if they start by the end of July. Tomorrow, you'll find out how the economy in Central Mississippi has fared over the past year during the pandemic. Some of the economic leaders in the area have some responses to our questions that you might not have expected. I'm Chris Davis.